Shell Wee. Patrick Willis with us. Good morning, Patrick. Your teammate Vernon Davis says to him, this is a statement game. Do you see it that way as well, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it's no question. I mean, it's a game that we have to have. It's a game that, you know, those guys are feeling good. You know, they beat us early in the year, and, you know, we're feeling good. You know, it's let's go. You know, let's play.
Is this a game that, in a way, and I know you guys have week to week, can't get too high, can't get too low, but is this a game that you guys, in a way, have been aiming for and anticipating since you played up there in September?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those games that we said, you know, we said it way back when. We said, you know, we for sure will play you guys again, you know, because in our division, but more so, it's not just about playing again, but it's about being in a good position. It's about, you know, making a game be worth something, and we certainly have done that. You know, I feel like, you know, we're at that point of where this game, you know, it means everything, you know, for us, you know, and that was our goal from the time we left there up to now, and it's here.
And how much is it about really protecting your house? Because this is the second to last game at Candlestick, and Seattle with a chance to clinch the division at Candlestick. How much is that on the maybe the front or the back of your mind?
You know, it's you know, we want to go out with a bang in Candlestick. You know, it's just one thing. You know, it's Candlestick has a lot of tradition, and you know, just giving, you know, what we need to do for this season, given that it's the last, you know, it's gonna be the last year we play in there. You know, we most definitely want to win the game for those reasons, but even more so, just, you know, for us, you know, as a football team, for what we're trying to do this season, you know, that's our biggest reason, you know. So whether we was playing at Candlestick or in Seattle, you know, we got to win this game.
Patrick, I'm curious. That game against the Seahawks was mid-September. You know, you guys have long memories. Everybody does. But do you even feel like the same football team now in any season as you do when you're starting a year in September?
You know, I would like to say, you know, I like to say I feel like we've gotten better as a football team, you know, since that time. So, you know, I feel like, you know, you never want to stay the same. And I feel like, you know, we've certainly got better. I mean, they've gotten better as a football team. But, man, you know, it's you look forward to games like this. You know, you look forward to games that test who you are as a football team. I feel like every game is a test. You know, every game, every week is a test of who you are as a football team. This game right here, you know, it's big. You know, those guys are feeling good. You know, they're leading our division right now. So, you know, it's, again, you know, I just say, you know, let Sunday come, you know, and may the best team win.
Patrick Willis joining us, as he does every 49er Friday here on 95.7 The Game. And Patrick, speaking of getting better, last time they were here, last October, you guys beat them 13-6. They weren't really the Seahawks yet. I'm wondering, because I know you study them, how much better has Russell Wilson gotten since you guys beat him at Candlestick last October?
I mean, he's gotten better. You know, he's gotten better as a quarterback. You know, the football team has gotten better, which is, I mean, that's where it should be. You know, you should get better as the season goes, and we wouldn't have it any other way. And like I said, you know, the last time we played here, you know, we had got them. And, you know, we went up there, you know, at the end of last year and then, you know, beginning this year, and they beat us. And so, I mean, but we back home. We have our fans. We have our mindset. And like I said, I'm just looking forward to the game.
Patrick, I think you may have touched on this earlier in the week, but I wanted to expand on it just a little bit. The difference between playing up there and playing down here, I know what it means for a quarterback. What does it mean for you guys on defense?
It's big, you know. It's you know, up there it's loud. You know, it's. I mean, yeah, that's the truth. You know, it's really loud up there. But even more so, man. I mean, I won't lie to you. I was so glad when I saw the schedule early in the year when it showed that, you know, we'd be going there early, and we'd be going there early, which means that, like, we get to play them, you know, here during this time, because, you know, I felt like, you know, this game would, you know, us playing them, it would come down to something, you know, serious, you know, and here it is, you know, it's coming down to something serious, and I'd much rather play them at home in December than to play them up there. I hate playing up there. One, I hate playing up there, period. think playing up there in December is just, it's just cold, man.
And how much colder is that artificial surface? I know you didn't love the bog in London, and you certainly don't love the turf. How much will it help you guys, especially the defense, to be on that grass at Candlestick?
Oh man, it's gonna feel amazing. I mean, I'm not a big fan of turf fields, but man, there's no weather like playing on Candlestick Day. You know, I mean, it can get a little chilly there, but when you play up there for some reason in Seattle in December, it's cold, man. I mean, I don't care what anybody say. You can try to be a tough guy you want to. I think it's cold.
Patrick, is your defense playing as well right now as they have since you've been here?
You know, I certainly think we're hitting strides, and I certainly think that, you know, we're playing some good football. You know, I feel like this weekend, you know, will be another big test for us, you know, to see if we really, like, you know, what we are. And I really think we are. You know, I feel like we have one of the best defensive coordinators in the game with Vic Fangio, and I feel like our defensive coaches, I mean, they're always on edge. You know, it's been amazing being a part of this defense the last 3 years, and just, you know, how we able to work together as players, as coaches, how we able to do some of the things that, you know, how we able to do things that work and, you know, work for players, you know, and the coaches, we just, I don't know, man, it's a unique situation, and you know, it feels so good that you look forward to going out there and playing on Sunday just so you can see the finishing product. And you know, I think right now we're at a good place, but we never want to stay the same. We always want to get better each week. And you know, that this again this week, you know, playing against Seattle or playing against whoever, we want to be better than we were last week. So, you know, it just happened to be Seattle this weekend. You know, we've been, you know, doing well, and we want to keep it that way. We want to play even better.
And we know that Alden's issues off the field and his you know, mental state is much more important than anything that happens on the field. But that said, Alden Smith on the field right now, is he all the way back? Is he playing as well for you guys as he's ever played? Because it sure looks like it.
Yeah, man. Alden's really, he's really playing well for us, you know. And I know coming back, you know, from being away from the game a little bit, he was going to play well, you know, just because naturally he has a natural talent. But you always, you're going to be a little rusty, you know what I mean, at just how it is, whether you miss two games with injuries or whether you miss just some games in general, you know. Going to be a little rusty, but he's certainly, like, coming to his own, and you see him out there in practice. I mean, he looks really good, and, you know, we have to have him back.
Patrick, you've spent a lot of time chasing quarterbacks down. You get to a lot of them. What makes Russell Wilson so elusive?
I mean, he's one. I mean, he's built like a running back, man. He's built like a running back, and, you know, he's not very tall, and he keeps his eyes down the field, you know, and he's a nuisance, you know. You can't get to him like you want to, you know, and he's pretty fast too. I mean, you know, you can't take his speed away from him, so you got a fast knees, be like a running back. It'd be like giving Frank a run, you know. It's like giving Frank a ball or Kendall and tell them to play quarterback. You know, now they already got speed, and now all they got to do is be able to throw it. And, you know, you have a separate quarterback. So, I mean, we just have to make sure, you know, we get after them, man, and relentless football. That's what it's going to take.
How much do you enjoy going against Marshawn Lynch, kind of an old-school guy cut from the same cloth as yourself?
Yeah, man, Marshawn, I mean, he's great, a great guy, man. He plays hard. He's a funny one, man. He will be out there playing, and he'll be talking. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, I know we boys, man, but don't talk to me while we playing this game. We're going against each other right now. I'm trying to knock your head off. You talk to me after the game. He'd be like, see, Dad, you going to talk to me? I'm like, man, I don't want to talk to you right now. We play against each other. So, but he's a great guy, man. And it's always, you know, competition playing against him. And I know certainly, you know, when we go against each other, we have to bring it. And you know, Naval and myself, you know, we looking forward to it, and just our defense in general, because we understand, like, that offense does run through him as well. And you know, we said, like I said, we got to play a complete game as a defensive unit, and I think we're really ready for that task. You know, we got today and tomorrow to put the finishing touches to it, but Sunday, you know, no holding back. You know, it's all out.
I'm so glad you said that because it looks like you and Marshawn are really enjoying smashing each other around the field. So I'm glad you said that, Patrick.
Yeah, you got to come with it, man. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Relentless football. That's what it's going to take, according to Patrick Willis. Thank you, Patrick. Have a great day at practice. Good luck Sunday. We appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
Patrick Willis.